You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 41, beginning in verse 13. But in fact, I'm going to begin in verse 11 to provide a little bit of the context. Isaiah 41:11. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make of you a threshing sledge, a new and sharp and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them, and you shall make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the tempest shall scatter them. And you shall rejoice in the Lord, in the Holy One of Israel you shall glory. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane, and the pine tree, that men may see and know, may consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. There's a theme that runs through this whole section of Isaiah. Fear not. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, because the God of Israel is your Savior. Fear not in the presence of your enemies. Fear not in the presence of lack, when the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights, fountains in the midst of the valleys. I'll make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. When the poor and the needy are thirsty, I will make the wilderness a source, a gushing source of water to relieve their thirst. Fear not, for I am with you. I am in the midst of you. I am your God, and I will save you. Now, in Matthew chapter 11, beginning in verse 7, we read this. This is Jesus speaking about John the Baptist. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to behold? A reed shaken by the wind? Why then did you go out? To see a man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, those who wear soft raiment are in king's houses. Why then did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way before you. Truly I say to you, among those born of women there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and men of violence take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. If you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears, let him hear. This passage is remarkable in many ways. Jesus says, you went out into the desert. You went out into a harsh and a wild place. Why? To see a prophet. Yes, to see a prophet, a great prophet. Truly, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and men of violence take it by force. For all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. The rabbis used to speak of the whole of the Old Testament as the law and the prophets. And Jesus here says, the prophets and the law prophesied until John. John was, in a certain way, the culmination of all that had been spoken about before, because he announced the coming of the salvation of God in Jesus of Nazareth. So you went out into the wilderness, and what did you find in the wilderness? A prophet. In a sense, one could say, in the wilderness, in a place of thirst, they found a gushing river of God's revelation. All of the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And now, Jesus says to them remarkably, John, if you can believe it, if you're willing to accept it, he is Elijah. Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare the way before you. In the desert, in that place of difficulty and thirst, if you accept it, you can behold the one who speaks of the coming of the salvation of God for all mankind.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.